language. I could not be made to die before my time. So that's perfectly all right. And it is the nature of that sharp instrument to pierce through flesh, the butcher's knife. And that butcher's knife is accustomed to go through flesh. All this is normal. That is, what normally happens, or what is possible for the cosmic energy to achieve. There is nothing outside of nature. Nothing. No action outside of nature. There is no action outside of the will of the cosmic consciousness. To the will of God, if you want to use that expression. But because of the shell, the darkness of ignorance that covers that shell, there is a commotion in this poor man's mind and heart. There is a disturbance. That itself is hell. He doesn't have to go to another hell. So all these injunctions and prohibitions are based on or are applicable to them who feel, I am doing this and I am suffering the consequences. Even though all these, the actions and the reactions, are constantly floating around in the whole universe. All of us being all the individual spirals being part of that universe. Then they divided actions into three more categories. Remember, we'll discuss in the afternoon, if you remember the points. They divided the whole thing into another set of three categories. They were called tamas, rajas and sattva. Tamas means darkness. Rajas means both active and impure. Rajas can have both these meanings. Tamas means dull, inert, darkness. And rajas means active as well as impure. And sattva is normally translated light, luminous, but it can also mean of the substance. That's the whole translation. Of the substance. The essential nature of the substance. Existential. Now, again, the basic principle is the same. Tamasic action is mechanical action. Unthinking, mechanical. It's pure mechanical action. It's automatic, involuntary. Involuntary not in the sense of spontaneous, but involuntary in the sense of I had no control over what I was doing. Dull, stupid, stupid. Stupid actions also come under this tamasic category. And therefore, it is not exempt from reaction. Whereas routine, automatic, mechanical action may even share the characteristics of an action which is not followed by a reaction. If you kick a stone out of its place on earth, you are not doing any great injury or violence. Though the Jains believed that even that was followed by a reaction. The Jains are terrible people. Yes, they said you should not walk with heavy steps You're hurting. No, you know that it's a cemented floor. There are no insects. But you are hurting the earth. Even that is not allowed. And jumping into water, diving into water and swimming, splashing was not allowed. You're hurting the water. Not the fish and the aquatic creatures. No, the water itself. And I'm only joking, perhaps. Even Bastrika Pranayama was not allowed. You're agitating the wind. Right. That is one type. But these things may not have any reactions. Playfully kicking a football is not an act of violence. But and they are also called tamasic actions. But tamasic actions can also be stupid actions which have their own reaction. Rajasic actions spring either from your brain or from emotions. You begin to calculate. Businessmen's actions. You calculate what the consequences can be, may be. And so you carefully, you are very polite and you are very diplomatic and you are smart. That's the word. Rajasic actions are very smart actions. Calculated, very well calculated to achieve the intended goal, the intended result. And therefore it is heavily ego-oriented, selfish, heavily selfish. As long as that ego-oriented, selfish action is recognized, so long you subject yourself to the other discipline of injunctions and prohibitions. The injunctions and prohibitions knock these selfish actions on their head. Yeah, naturally. You calculate and you try to calculate, this is going to get me that and that is going to get me this. Then suddenly you discover that the injunctions, prohibitions come down upon you, thou shalt and thou shalt not. And you are prevented from doing what you thought you would smartly do. The other category is, of course, emotional action, what I like and what I don't like, which is also ego-oriented and which is also subjected to the classification of good and evil actions. Both these, the tamasic and the rajasic actions, are again within the shell. They are also within the shell. Only the sattvic actions are like the picking of the chicken to break the shell. It's not, the shell is not completely broken. It's still there. But the chicken has made a crack in the shell. How is that explained? Sattva, as I said, is usually translated light, but it also means the essence, yes, right. The essence of the body, the essence of the personality. What is the essence of the personality? Not what you have made of it. That is, if your thoughts and your emotions were wrenched away from you, taken away from you, pulled away from you, how would the body act? How would the intelligence in the body act? That is sattva. Where the essence of your own being acts, not you, not me as a personality, not me as an individual. I think this is very important to understand clearly, because at that point there is neither a suppression nor an expression. The person who goes on gorging himself with food is indulging himself. And the person who says, I will not eat, because, oh, that indulgence is bad, evil. So, in order to grow into sattva, I am going to starve myself. That's another indulgence. As violent and as vicious as the previous one. If the all motivation is removed from the body, from the individuality, from the personality, all motivation, totally. And if the automatic action is also discarded, the motivated action is discarded, what remains is pure action, spontaneous action, creative action. And that creative action springs directly from the cosmic consciousness and cosmic energy, not without any interference. Creative action is the action of cosmic consciousness, cosmic energy, with which you or I have nothing to do. And that is sattvic action. It is still action which passes through the individuality, the personality, and it is still action which seems to emanate from you to the observer. You seem to be doing this. But inwardly, only you know, only the person concerned can know that this is neither an automatic action nor a calculated action. A brain work or the work of the emotion. That's all I know. You cannot know that this comes from cosmic consciousness. Then you are awake, you are alive. The personality, the ego is very much alive. You only know this, that this is not, I am not doing this mechanically. And you know also that this action does not spring from my brain, from my mind. And this action does not spring from my emotional being. I am not doing this because I like to do this. I am not doing this because I dislike doing this. Neither this nor that, neither this nor that. Once again. When this neither nor is taken care of completely, the me is locked in this vigilance. And the intelligence that is in this personality, which is non-different from the totality, that makes happen what has to happen. And that is sattva. And that sattva itself is self-transcendence. That sattvic action itself is self-transcendence.